You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Joining me now on the phone, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker. How are you, man?
Hey, Mario. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, buddy. Great to hear your voice. Been a fan for a long time. Excited to hear the band is on tour right now. How are the shows going?
Oh, man, it's been great. I was wrong, man. The show's been sold out great. It's been fun to be back together with the guys.
Well, it's been a decade, right, since you guys have toured full-time together. What's been different this time around?
We're old.
all of us.
Exactly. You know, really, once we got back together, we just all fell back right into that same place we were. So it didn't feel much different. We just felt like, you know, we could do it better because we're older and wiser now. So it's been a lot of fun.
And I read there's some new music in the works. You guys play any of that on stage?
Yeah, we got a single coming out here soon, and I got a record coming out. We're really excited. Like, we haven't made a record. It was fun to get back in the studio.
How would you describe the vibe of the new songs?
Oh, man, it's the funny thing. You know, we tried a bunch of new stuff and just to see what we would sound like, and every time we tried something new, we still sounded like us. So it's a bunch of, I mean, songs are always important to us. It's a bunch of great songs, and it just always sounds like Hootie and the Blowfish, though.
You know, Darius, man, I think you've touched upon other genres, and I think you've killed it in all those other sounds, bro. There's not too many singers that really can kind of seamlessly go back and forth. And so, was that just something you've always wanted to do, or how did those situations present themselves?
Oh yeah, man, I've always been a lover of music. You know, I mean, people want to say it's kind of like roll or R&B, whatever, but for me, it's always just been music. So I've always loved everything. Thought I could sing everything, and you know, get these opportunities to do things like the country record and the R&B record. It's just, for me, it's just music. So I go do it, and like I was saying before, it's always about the songs for me. So if I can get some great songs, I'm happy.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. And I read that you wrote with Ed Sheeran for this project. What's his songwriting approach like?
Oh, Ed's funny, man. He's awesome. We spent a couple of days at his place in England. We were having a great time, he's got a lot of different approaches, but he's got this thing where he starts talking about something in your past, and he keeps talking about it, and all of a sudden you're writing a song about it.
Huh.
He's great with that.
That's cool. Well, you're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday, one of my favorite places to check out a show, and but a lot of people hitting you up for tickets, right?
Oh yeah, man. it's been blowing up, but you know, that's a great thing. People that want to come out to your place, I think that's great.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's the 25th anniversary of Crack Rear View, one of the 20 biggest selling albums of all time, which is obviously incredible. When did you realize the album was going to be so big?
Oh, I guess after we did our first album appearance and it started taking off, I guess about a couple months after that, I think we sold like, you know, 750,000 within a week, and we kind of figured that was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Pretty insane, man. And the band's now eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that something you'd like to see happen?
Dude, we're not getting the Rock and Roll.
Why not?
Yeah, that ain't happening. We're good.
I like the humble approach. Hey, never say never. I know you're a big football fan, Darius. How do you think the Dolphins are going to do? They're going to make you cry this year?
Yes, it's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a long season for the Dolphins, but I'm used to it now, I guess.
You know, I just had my my annual golf tournament. How's your golf game looking these days?
It's good. You know, I can shoot 72, 85, but, you know, I'm stuck. I love the game so much. It looks pretty good.
One time, I remember that, you're not going to remember, but I remember back maybe mid-late 90s, one New Year's Eve, we were in this little VIP section in Vegas, and you were hanging out with Tiger Woods at that time.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, you do remember that? Yeah, it was that drink in Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good memory, man. You guys still boys? You guys still kick it? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're still real, real tight, man. I talk to him all the time. He's my guy. I mean, it's a great thing for golf and for the world, I think. So, yeah, we're real close.
Oh, that's cool. You've been friends for a long time. Right on, man.
Long time.
Well, tickets and dates for Hootie and the Blowfish's group therapy tour are up now at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Instagram at Darius Rucker. Thanks for calling in, Darius.
Great talking to you, Mario. You take care, man.
Okay, you too, buddy. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.